With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. What's next in the battle between Israel and Hamas after the terrorist group attacked the Jewish state 5 days ago? Correspondent Joseph Krauss reports Israel has vowed to maintain the military pressure despite the rising death toll.
As the war has escalated, the total death toll now stands at more than 2,200 killed on both sides, and it shows no signs of slowing down. Israel's defense minister has said that it will continue to escalate its offensive against Gaza, against Hamas in Gaza.
And he says Israeli tanks could roll into Gaza soon.
It seems increasingly likely that Israel will eventually launch a ground assault, although that has not been announced yet.
Meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu joined Wednesday with a top political rival to create a wartime cabinet overseeing the fight to avenge the gruesome weekend attack. Republican Senator Tommy Tuberville of Alabama says he's received a death threat over his hold on military promotions. Bob Agnew reports.
Senator Tuberville says he's informed the U.S. Capitol Police about what he says was a death threat from former CIA Director Michael Hayden. It came in Hayden's response to a question on X, formerly known as Twitter, as to whether Tuberville should be removed from the Senate Armed Services Committee. Hayden's response was, quote, "How about the human race?" Tuberville characterized the tweet as promoting a politically motivated assassination. He says Hayden, as a former high-ranking government official, must have known he was committing a serious crime. Bob Agnew reporting.
Republicans have nominated Congressman Steve Scalise of Louisiana to be the next House Speaker. Now they must try to unite their deeply divided majority to elect a conservative in a floor vote after ousting Congressman Kevin McCarthy from the job. On Wall Street, the Dow by 65 points, the Nasdaq rose 96, the S&P advanced 18. This is SRN News. Human rights activists are calling out Turkey.
Alliance Defending Freedom International held a recent panel discussion in Poland that focused on the persecution of Christians in Turkey. ADF spokesman Lydia Reeder says, quote, "The government in Ankara is actively stifling the Christian faith. This is a particularly bitter pill to swallow, given the ancient presence of Christians in the country. Shortly after Christ's resurrection, Christian believers first took the gospel into Turkey." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Christians in Afghanistan are fleeing to neighboring Pakistan. They're being housed, along with many other exiles, in a refugee camp in northwestern Pakistan. The Christians are trying to escape the Taliban, which has been hunting them. However, it's debatable how safe any Christ follower will be in Pakistan, where persecution is a daily feature of life. Afghan Christians are hoping to eventually flee the region entirely. This is SRN News. Wall Street trades its wingtips for a pair of sandals at least for a day.
Birkenstock is making its debut on Wall Street. The 249-year-old German maker of upmarket sandals set a price of $46 per share for its initial public offering of stock, valuing the company at $8.64 billion. It is trading on the New York Stock Exchange under the Birke ticker symbol. The sandals have long been put down as the antithesis of high fashion, but they do have a cult following, and this year they got a plug in the blockbuster film Barbie. Rich Thomason reporting.
A federal judge will allow enforcement of an order that suspends the right of carrying guns at public parks and playgrounds in New Mexico's largest metro area. The order Wednesday from U.S. District Judge David Urias rejects a request from gun rights advocates. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.